With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It was lightning quick, the House and the Senate approving legislation compelling the Justice Department to release its files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
The measure now heads to President Trump's desk for his signature. He has said he will sign it, and in fact, Mr. Trump's blessing of the Epstein bill helped secure widespread Republican support for the measure in Congress. Just one GOP lawmaker opposed it. While everything has the green light to be released, full disclosure could still take time.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. UN this week giving the official okay to the Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza. The vote endorses President Trump's 20-point ceasefire plan and builds on the momentum of the fragile ceasefire that he helped broker with allies. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell.
Israel, along with Arab allies of the U.S., was very much involved in the negotiations that went on intensely, leading to the final text of this U.N. Security Council resolution. And there is, you know, this rejection by Hamas of the resolution, which is really key here. The Palestinian Authority has welcomed the new resolution, but Hamas came out really stressing that it was not ready to give up its weapons without the creation of a Palestinian state.
Palestinian attackers have stabbed an Israeli to death and wounded three others in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers shot and killed the two attackers. Federal agents set to conduct a major immigration crackdown called Swamp Sweep in New Orleans in early December. Operation all part of a series of nationwide immigration crackdowns under the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Well, the Mayflower Compact was signed this week in 1620.
Friday marks the anniversary of the famous Pilgrim Agreement, coming just ahead of America's annual Thanksgiving Day celebrations next week. The brief document lays out a framework for the governing of the Plymouth colony and clearly defines the purpose of the Pilgrim's voyage as being, quote, for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith. The agreement is named after the ship that bore the Pilgrims to the New World, and they signed it while still on board. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in South Carolina considering a new pro-life bill. It would ban abortions unless the woman's life is at risk and eliminates exceptions for rape and incest. Current South Carolina law blocks abortions as soon as the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. The proposed legislation would also mandate that women who get an abortion and anyone who helps them face time in prison. This is SRN News. China has issued a travel warning for Japan as the two nations spar over their positions on Taiwan. BBC correspondent Laura Bicker has more.
Beijing claims the self-governing island of Taiwan as its own and views this as a geopolitical red line not to be crossed. In retaliation, China has urged its citizens not to travel to Japan, which could be costly for Tokyo, as around one-fifth of all international visitors are Chinese. A senior Japanese envoy has travelled to Beijing to urge China to refrain from actions that will further damage ties.
In the meantime, there's some tough words out of Tokyo. Japan's prime minister has told parliament there that a Chinese attack on Taiwan would, quote, constitute a threat to Japan requiring the use of force by its military. More details, SRNnews.com.